builder is God or he just like want to force speak to the people who lose. Now, Abraham in his journey, he reached probably that degree of intimacy with God. So it's not only now about the meanings or the fear of God, as we spoke about Cana. Abraham reached that degree of intimacy with God, as we're going to see. So Abraham was having this siesta at the door of the tent, and then the Lord appeared to him in the form of a tree, and that was the revelation of the Lord and the two angels, right? And what a privilege. Like he had to prepare food for some of the church fathers say that this was the pre-incarnate revelation of Jesus at that time to Abraham. We know the story. They gave, the three men gave, and then the Lord told him that next year, like today, Sarah will conceive, and you're going to have a child. And Sarah knew that she couldn't be, so she'd have, right? And you know the rest of the story, because the Lord said, why did you have? She said, no, I didn't have. He said, no, you have. So, after they finished this conversation, the Bible says that God told himself and said, I'm going to hide from my servant Abraham. What am I going to do with this sinful city that Sodom and Gomorrah? And he said, I'm not going to hide from it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to destroy it. And you see here, don't forget that Lot, his cousin, is a nephew. He was living in Sodom, right? But actually, Abraham was not only fearful that God would destroy these two cities because of Lot, only, but he bargained with God. He started to think, I'm going to destroy them? But what if there is, we may not know this, but what if there is 50 men who are righteous? God said, come on, I'm going to go to the city of Israel. And then, what? We need to do it. But God told me there is 50. So he probably found that, oh, maybe there is no fear. So what if there is 40? What if there is 30? What if there is 20? He was interceding for people. And actually, ask yourself, when I ask myself, do we do this for each other, with God? Do we stand in prayers and pray for each other and say, God, you know, please help that person. Please, just like be merciful with that person. If you judge someone as a sinful person in your house, you just like feel like your heart is burning inside of you that you want this person to be saved. Or just like when you do prayer, you want God to smash it, right? So, this is called intimacy with God, and that's probably a high degree, but it's not impossible for all of us to reach that degree. And now we come to the last part, which is the big task. We all know what I'm talking about here. Our lives will be tested. And before we comment on that part, Genesis says that God has a paper. This sounds a bit contradictory with James